palabras que Dios. El tiempo nos distanció y se enfrió el amor. Pero espero ese día que el destino nos unirá. Mi amor por ti siempre seguirá.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, yes, it is a beautiful night. Do you think we're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us.
Probably.
Agreed.
What? No!
Ah!
Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside Hunt Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, what's up, everyone? DJ Nuts for Mark II. What's in your pocket? Episode 117 coming at you here, Basement Hunt Union. There is, I'll make some announcements here first before I introduce our amazing guest here from Long Island. I'll just announce the guest first. It's Ali Cavanaugh, which... We're deciding whether or not I should pronounce the E or do it in that kind of way, but I'm going to just because it's fun. And one L in the first name.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always a big one. Trying to figure out how many L's are in the word. It's like Michelle. My sister's name is Michelle. So it's two L's, one L. She's a two L'er. Okay, so before we start the amazing show here today, a couple of things of note. Number one, it's 2 days to graduation, which is awesome. And if you're in the liberal arts school, you can come to graduation and see me in my ridiculous puffy hat because they give you a puffy hat to wear. I don't own regalia, but they give them to you here.
Nice.
It's awesome. So I'm a faculty. Oh, man, there's some marshal. I keep wanting to call it a chaperone. Faculty chaperone. I'm a faculty marshal for this, so I get to usher the people in.
I'm going to need to see a picture of that, please.
Oh, there'll be pictures.
Thank you.
Normally, we put some weird masks on and stuff like that as well. I have a Chewbacca mask. I always want to, like, wear that to the thing, but I figure they would kick me out. yeah, puffy hats. The regalia is really funny. I know a lot of people that I know that have masters and doctorates that never got proper regalia when they graduated. You can go online and buy them. And you can buy ones that look amazing. But a lot of times when you do that, it's not for whatever degree you got, because right. All the regalia is supposed to match like the colors and the degree you got.
Right.
But it's really funny because a lot of my friends are like, oh, man, I got this one for like $20. I was like, what's the thing in? And they're like, you know, whatever, food services or something like that. I have a doctorate in, you know, some kind of ridiculous gymnastics or something like that. You know what I mean? But it's not because it was the cheapest regalia they could buy.
Right.
But the ones we get up here are pretty plain looking, but the outfits are pretty awesome. So with that being said, 2 days that. And then it also is very sad because tomorrow is my last show until August because they are taking everything away from Hunt Union. There's nothing here except for us right now, literally. There's nothing in the other room, which is super sad. But tomorrow is going to be the final show, and it's going to be super fun. It's going to be an episode of Cops. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. But with that being said, we're going back in time today, and we're going to talk about bases ball a little bit because this is what our guest is somewhat involved in or involved in.
Yeah, I'm involved in baseball locally.
In a job situation, and we're going to test and see any kind of knowledge about the bases ball, but in a very fun way. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Oh no.
This is what you work in it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh no, it's a super fun thing. Okay, and you'll see.
Okay.
Anyways, so but when I was asking Ali Gavilon yesterday, what do you listen to? It's like, I'm not telling you. There was a minor thing of embarrassment, but I wouldn't be embarrassed because these songs are awesome. I chose the best from what I could of, I would say, late 80s, early 90s pop dance music. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Is what we're jamming this morning. So yesterday the turntable did not work, and I think I figured out why, and we're going to find out right now if it does work. And I'm hoping that everybody is in their car right now and is going to get jiggity with this thing because it's pretty amazing.
Turn it up.
What we're playing right here. So, okay, here we go. Yeah, you'll know it. You sing along.
We'll be right back.
I saw the sign. Boop, 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 boop. That song's awesome.
Yeah, we were jamming out.
We were just blabbing about stuff. Okay, so Allie Cavanone from Long Island.
From Long Island.
Right, went to school at SUNY Oneonta, which I did not know. What was life in your formative years in high school on Long Island like? Typical,
yeah. I'm from Farmingdale, which is right in between Nassau and Suffolk. Yeah.
Yeah, the downtown.
Yeah, well, Farmingdale, when I went lived there back in the 1900s, did not look like that. Main Street did not look like that in Farmingdale. But now I went back recently, and it's a great little Main Street there.
Yeah, I played at a place called the Downtown there. It was like a music venue.
Oh, in Farmingdale.
Yeah. It was like a cool club. I played there in the late 90s.
Oh.
With the Reverend Horton Heat.
Maybe I was there.
It was totally wild.
Were we hanging out?
I don't know if we were hanging out. I was in a band called The Swindlers.
Okay.
At the downtown in Farmingdale.
Yeah.
And I got lost in Bear Mountain because I went through that traffic circle and took the wrong way on the way back at like 4 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Yep, I remember that. And I was in a giant van called The Gladiator.
Nice.
There's my Farmingdale story. It's always a story somewhere embedded there. Okay, so you go to high school there, and then you decide to come to SUNY Oneonta.
Yeah.
Wild. For what?
Dietetics.
Dietetics.
And back then, there wasn't many programs that offered that as a major.
Okay.
There wasn't many. So I was going to a state school. I didn't want to go too far, and... Yeah, it had dietetics. I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life. Obviously, I did not pursue that career because here I am. But it was a great program. And I know it's been built since then. But I love to see it grow.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't think I'm trying to remember if I've taught any. I get a lot of students that come from other majors. And I think I've had students take my group classes. I don't know if I've had any private students from the dietetic major. But... So you graduate, and then you just stay here.
Yeah, so...
That's wild. What made you just stay here?
Yeah, so...
Was it a boy?
Kind of. Not initially, but I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I didn't know... I couldn't go live with my parents again. At least that's what I thought. I didn't want to just move back in with my family on Long Island. I could not afford to live on my own, so I sublet an apartment here for the summer until we... figured something out, my best friend and I, and and then I started dating my husband.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got, and he was from Lawrence, so born and raised, and so and then we just did the things.
That's how I wound up here.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a job here, but also my lady friend at the time was still, I had graduated and she was a year younger than me. So I was like, I'll hang out,
Yeah.
And then...
Then we got sucked in.
Yeah, and then it was funny. As soon as I got the job, like, 2 months into it, like, we broke up. So I was like, this was in, like, October. I was like, now I'm stuck in Oneonta, which was awesome because I love it, super happy now. But it was just really funny. I was like, I made all these life, when you're, like, 22, 21, 22.
Yeah.
You're like, this seems like a good idea.
Yes.
Which it wound up being it, it wound up being amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so... And what were you doing that entire time? What was your main thing?
Hotels. So I...
Correct. Okay. This I knew to some degree.
Right. So when I didn't know... When I just started bartending at what was the Holiday Inn at the time. It's now the Quality Inn. Yeah.
What was the name of the bar?
Boomers.
Boomers.
No, but I was there when it just switched over. And
okay.
They called it... It was Fiddleheads was the name of the bar.
Fiddleheads.
Yeah.
I remember when it was Boomers.
And then, I was bartending there. And then, I just started this... path in hospitality, and I was, restaurant manager, food and beverage director, director of catering, director of sales. I was the general manager of a hotel. It was the Best Western in Cooperstown.
Yeah,
I mean not Cooperstown, Cobleskill.
In Cobleskill, okay.
Yeah, the one with the bowling alley. I ran that hotel and
wild.
I know. I worked here for a year at dining services as a marketing coordinator.
Okay,
that was fun. And then, now here, All Star Village.
Okay, yeah, so this is the important part of all the things, not because of what we're going to do in a little bit. But so for those of you who don't know, Oneonta and the surrounding area, because of the old Cooperstown, loves what I like to call it the bases balls, right? Bases balls. There's a lot of job opportunities around here, and there's two very big baseball summer
camps.
Camps, I guess you could call it, or leagues or whatever. I don't know. You call it a camp?
Yeah.
We're going to call it a camp?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to call it a camp. One was the original one, which was called
Dreams Park, Cooperstown Dreams Park.
Dreams Park, which if you go into Cooperstown, you drive in, there's like 5,000 views. If you ever took the blues train, you could always see people. I remember playing there, and I would taunt the kids as we drove by.
Oh, know, that's right. Playing. It runs right behind
it. It runs right behind it. They were like amazing. Chucking baseballs at us one time. It was super funny.
That's funny. That is funny.
So that place is huge. I don't know, 10 years ago, maybe? When did the new one, Dreams Park, right?
No, so Cooperstown All-Star Village.
Cooperstown All-Star Village.
Right, that's acquired by our parent company. When was it? 2021, I believe.
Young?
Yes.
Oh, it seems like just forever.
Well, no, so
there was something there before, right?
No, it was Cooperstown All-Star Village. Since 2004. That's actually when they opened, right?
And okay, yeah, okay.
But then it was purchased by our parent company, yeah.
Okay, so this is, so for those of you who don't know, in the town of Oneonta, right, that's the town.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
In the town. There used to be a place called Cathedral Farms, which I worked at for half a day.
Yeah.
With Marty Patton owned that restaurant, along with Sabatini's and Christopher's and the farmhouse.
Right.
And that area he sold or built something. He had something. I mean, I don't know if he still owns part of it or he sold it all off.
He was the one who owned it up until the acquisition.
So, Marty.
Yeah, Marty was. Yeah. So he changed it over into this baseball.
Yes.
Craziness.
Mecca
that it is today.
Which is somewhat near me. I live on Miller Street, so I can hear the fireworks and, you know.
See them from your house?
I can to a degree, depending on where I am and, you know, like the sky and the day and like the, you know, whatever. But, Thursday nights. It was Thursday nights. I don't know if it is that now. Now it's Fridays.
It rotates.
Rotates.
Yeah.
I just remember sometimes I would go up there. I'd go up there when my son was little and we'd like go up on the hill and watch stuff. Then they put the new parking lot in. Anyway, it's this giant thing right now.
Yeah.
And you were saying there's 96 teams, 94
teams? 94 teams per turn. So every 6 days we have 94 teams come in. And
that starts, has it started yet?
No, May 30th is our first opening.
Oh, it's
day.
That late. Okay. Yeah. For some reason I thought, oh, yes, because like, so West Coast schools get done before East Coast schools.
Right.
So that's why I think you have a lot of West Coasters coming out, right?
Right. Initially, it's a lot of California, Texas, those would be. And then towards the end, it's more of the East Coast, you know. Yeah.
Okay. So, they come for 6 weeks. They play on these amazing, gorgeous fields. And they have, you know, some kind of a tournament and whatever. Like I said, this is a very big thing for Oneonta. It brings in a lot of tourists, and they must have a giant crew working there, right?
Yeah.
And you are one of these crew people or hires. And what do you actually do for the baseballs?
Yeah, for the baseballs itself, I don't do a lot, but no. I'm one of the full-time year-round employees. We do employ people that are year-round, and that's something that isn't always known, but there's about 15 to 20 of us that are full-time year-round. So my position is director of resort operations, so I handle most of the things that are not baseball. So we have a director of baseball operations, we have a director of food and beverage, and then there's the resort part of it. So we have lodging right on site.
For all the... So who stays there? That's my question, right?
So the players stay on campus. That's why we call it a camp. There's bunkhouses. We have 94 bunkhouses. We just built a new one. We just built a new bunkhouse, which
there's 94 of them.
Well, 94 rooms. Yeah, each for each team, and then
it's nuts.
Right. It's crazy, but in all of the great ways. So
yeah.
The new bunkhouse allowed us to bring in 12 more teams per week. So that's why we're at 94. yeah, and then in addition to that, so we house the players and the coaches on campus, and we feed them too. There's team dining. It's very camp style. And then we also have lodging on site. So we have 39 hotel rooms on site with a hotel pool and restaurants. And
I bet you that's pricey.
Well, yes, for the convenience. I mean, it is very ideal to stay. It's like the same if you were going to Disney and you stayed on site at one of the resorts.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, the convenience of it. So, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
They get a designated parking spot on campus. Yeah. but, yeah, so that's fun. And that's, you know, I'm involved in that with my history with the hotels.
Okay.
And, yeah. And then and one thing that a lot of people may not know yet is that we've acquired the campground across the street, too. So Deer Haven.
Oh, campground. The one up on the hill.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you have. Okay. So you're buying the West End. Are they buying the West End? I'm not in danger yet. Not that it's a dangerous thing. Yeah. Okay. So that's a smart idea then by that campground.
Yeah. We're expanding. And
who owned that before?
Brett and Meek Holleran.
Oh, Brett Holleran. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
He was involved in the town. He was like the town supervisor.
Yeah,
or something
yeah.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. I remember when they were putting that parking lot in. I was like,
have you been over there recently at all? Or
no.
Yeah. So I encourage you to drive over just in the next week or so.
Okay.
Take a look because we're doing a lot, and then I definitely encourage you to come back during. You have to come during season. You have to promise me that.
I promise you, okay. I'll come.
Yes, because there's a lot that goes on there that, especially us.
Can I get a tour? Do I get a tour?
Yes, I will absolutely give you a tour. Yes, because there's a lot that goes on there that our local community doesn't know. I didn't know where.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I stay away from it when it would go. I'm like, oh, man. I have to go through there because I give a lot of gigs in Norwich.
Yeah, oh, okay.
And Morris. So, like, I'm always going through it. I'm like, my big thing is that I thought that when they built that parking lot, they should have put, like, an overhead walk thing on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they will at
some point. There's discussions. I know. That's above my pay grade, but.
Yeah, I don't know what the best way to do it is. It looks like it's fine. I mean, they have lights and people out there stopping people, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So I'm gonna go out there and check this out then.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, every time I go by, there's, like some more stuff going on. I was like, what is going on here? You know, but once again, I only go out that way when I have to go when I play gigs, because otherwise I have no reason to drive out past that area.
And I worked, you know, hotels in the area for 20 years. I booked all of the families that were coming in, and I had never stepped foot on that campus. And I thought I knew what went on there, but I didn't until I worked there. And it's open to the public. We have multiple restaurants on site.
That's wild. I didn't know that.
Right.
Okay.
So, right. And that's, we have to get the word out more that you guys, everybody is welcome. Come see it. It's an incredible vibe when you're on campus. Watch some baseball games, have a drink, eat some food.
Sure.
Mm, good stuff.
The bases balls. Okay, so we're gonna play.
I'm so nervous about this.
Oh, my God. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back in and show how stupid we are, because this is what we like to do. And life is stupid to begin with, in a very fun way as well. So we're going to play a song, a Madonna tune first, though, to get us in the mood for this. And everybody, just so that you know, if you haven't visited it, it is on Route 23, or is that 28?
205.
205.
Yeah.
Look, I'm even know the wrong one. Well, begins with a two. Wait, what's the one that goes to Cooperstown?
No, okay.
What route is that? 28 or 23?
That is 20.
See?
This is what I know. See, I'm
is
now
it 23 like, or 28?
It's 28.
28.
It is County Highway 23 as well. So you were right. I'm sorry.
It is.
Yeah, they're the
same. Turns into 205.
Correct.
If you keep going, that goes to Lawrence and Hartwick and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God, it's so confusing.
It is so confusing.
And I live over there. It's like 20-something, and it's like an orgy of routes or something, and they begin with two around here. And I'm always like, I don't know, it's 23 or 28. People are like, which one? I was like, I don't know. They all, like, just go.
It
and then there's
both.
Seven, which is also crosses that, right?
Which is... From Main Street is technically set.
Yes,
seven.
That's seven too. Seven goes to all the little towns, right? You can take it all the way to Troy.
7, Route 7?
Yeah, you can. It goes right to Troy. Like, oh, wow. I grew up in Schenectady, so that turns into 5, or I think it goes alongside a 5. I don't know.
Yeah.
But here's some Madonna, and then we're going to come back and play this stupid game. Madonna, yo! Material girl. You're not a material girl.
I am not.
No.
You would think, as a Long Island girl.
Long Island?
Long Island.
Yeah, no. We're just,
yeah. We're discussing allergies because that's what we do when we're like 90 years old. You know, we're like, my freaking allergies. Okay, so here's the stupidest thing in the world, right? What is something about the bases ball? We're just talking Major League Baseball here, okay? So this is totally out of everybody's wheelhouse. That is stupid enough to talk about that people don't know. Well, this would be the mascots for all of the Major League teams. Okay, so what I'm going to do is describe the mascot, and you're going to try to figure out what team it's from.
If anyone from my baseball operations team is listening to this, they are going to be so embarrassed for me.
Okay, everybody.
This is going to be so bad. I already have no idea.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So here we go. So here's a here's a funny thing. I went on Wikipedia, and I'm looking through. There are three teams that don't have mascots, okay? There are three teams, and we'll start with that, right? There are three teams that don't have mascots. These are teams from, I would say, are in the top five most populated cities, or they're from two separate cities. One city has two teams, right? They're in the top five most populated cities, I would say, in the United States.
Okay.
So, what are the three teams that currently do not have mascots?
Think
most populated cities, right? So what's
The Cubs?
No, the Cubs have a mascot.
Oh. Okay. See, no, I don't even want to guess.
What are the most populated cities in the United States?
Okay. All right. So New York, Yankees, do they have a mascot?
Yeah, Yankees do not have a mascot. Okay. You got one of them. Look at you.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God. Okay.
You would think the Yankees would have one, but they're too like, mer, mer, mer.
Right. The Mets have them, but not the Yankees.
Yeah, the Mets have, that's right. Yes. Correct.
Okay.
So that's one.
Okay.
Right. The other one, the other two come from one city.
Okay. The other two come from one
city. And it's definitely one of the top five most populated cities.
Yeah.
I know you keep
saying that to give me this big hint. And
that's correct.
I know.
Well, what are the big cities, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
We're going over on the other side of the...
Yeah, right. Like...
Other side of
I'm
the
I'm trying to think.
Country.
Like, L.A.?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
So what are the two teams that the L.A. holds for baseball-wise? Wow, here we go.
Okay. L.A. Dodgers?
The Dodgers are one of them. The Dodgers do not have a mascot. And the other L.A. team, which nobody cares about, it's actually on my hat.
L.A. I don't... What is that? Astros?
Nope. They're from Houston. You know what that is?
No, I don't.
Got a halo on it.
Oh, my God.
Halo.
Angels.
That's
oh, my God.
Correct. There we go.
Okay, we got there.
Well, you got them all. Look at you.
Wow.
With some
thank
definite
you.
Cheating.
Thank you.
Okay. So here's another thing. in 2000, before we start the actual thing, right?
I'm sweating right now. Oh, my God.
Okay. For the 2025 season, the New York Mets unveiled a mascot race where they have five mascots. From the five boroughs.
Okay.
Right? And they have a race, like, you know, on the field or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to name the mascot. You're going to tell me what borough it's
okay,
from.
Okay, okay. I could probably do this.
Okay. The pizza slice. What borough is that from?
The pizza slice. Let's say that is from Brooklyn.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. The skyscraper.
That's Manhattan.
Correct. The giraffe
is going to be Staten Island. No, Bronx. The Bronx.
The Bronx, yeah, because the zoo, right?
Yes.
It's Staten Island. The ferry
is Staten Island.
Yeah, there we go. So the last one is the subway train, which is Queens. Look at you. Okay. You got that right.
That's because I'm a Long Island girl.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, you should have. I mean, that was why I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Are we going to get this right? Okay. So that was just a precursor to what's going on. Okay, so here we go. So I'm going to name the mascot. And some of it is, and I'll describe the mascot, and you try to tell me what it's from. Now, sometimes the name of the thing is included in the city, so you should get that right.
Right.
But, you know, we never know.
Yeah. But you won't judge me if I don't. Well, we will.
Oh, I'm going to be judging
oh,
everything
should.
Right
you
now.
You should.
This is what I do. Okay. Okay, the first one. You ready?
Yes.
Ace. Okay, Ace
is a large anthropomorphic blue jay.
Okay. Is it the Wait, do I get to guess yet?
Yeah, you can guess.
The blue jays?
Yeah, the blue jays. And they're from where?
Oh, my God.
Not in the U.S.
Oh.
They're one of the teams that's not in the U.S.
Right.
Where are the Blue Jays from?
Well, I mean, I know they're... It's...
Bases ball. You work for a really big bases ball thing. That's why I'm like doing this.
I know it's Canada. Toronto.
Correct. Oh. Toronto. Ace. Oh, he also has a female counterpart called Diamond.
Cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Two. Barrel Man. Oh, this is a really funny picture, too. It's kind of this doofy-looking thing with a barrel around it. Okay. Barrel Man, a.k.a. August, and Beer Barrel Man.
Okay.
So think about the beer theme going on here. Yeah. Because it's a baseball team based off of beer. There is a baseball team based off of beer.
Brewers.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. Yeah, the Milwaukee Brewers. Okay. Right? The Milwaukee Brewers, home of all of the good beers, Milwaukee. Not really, but okay. Not bad. Look at you. You're two.
Our former CEO played for the Brewers.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
The Brewers are cool.
That's probably the only reason I know that team.
Well, look at you're 2-0.
Yes.
Okay. And you hit 5 out of 5 on the mascot one, so you're doing all right. Okay. Baxter the Bobcat. Okay, so this makes absolutely no sense.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this mascot, which is a bobcat, is the mascot for a team where it's also referencing some other kind of creature that's not a bobcat.
That didn't help.
It doesn't help at all. He became the mascot in 2000. Let's see.
What color?
Well, okay, the logo is red. Yeah, this one's pretty hard.
Okay,
The reason why it's the wild is a wild cat native to this state. That's why the bobcat is there.
Okay,
but this one's tough.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, this one is the Arizona Diamondbacks, which you think it would be some kind of snake.
Yeah,
right. But it's correct. It's not.
I would never have gotten there.
Baxter the bobcat. He looks kind of. Curmudgeon-y. I'm not going to do that. Okay. So we're skipping. There's another brewer one. Okay. Here we go. This one's really funny looking. You should be able to get this.
Don't say that.
Billy the Marlin.
The Marlins.
Yeah, the Florida Marlins.
Oh,
or the Miami Marlins. When it says Miami Marlins, I think they're the Florida Marlins, but maybe they're Miami Marlins. I thought they were the Florida Marlins, but I guess they're Miami. Right. I guess that's the name of it, the Miami Marlins. Yeah, I thought it was the Florida Marlins. Maybe they were originally.
Yeah.
yeah, and it's got a very, it's a funny looking.
I can picture that mascot, actually.
Yep. It's got like a plastic head. Okay. Here we go. A blooper.
Blooper.
That's the name of it. B-L-O-O-P-E-R. Blooper.
Okay.
He has a Twitter account.
Awesome.
Great. And
does he kind of look like a Muppets character?
There is no picture unless I hold on. I'm gonna click on it. Oh, blooper looks funny. He's got like two like alien ears like pointing off to the side. I've never seen blooper in my life. He's party horns in his ears.
Yeah,
and he's got. He's similar to another big one from Philly.
Oh, maybe that's who I'm thinking of.
But yeah, you're thinking of the. We'll get to that one. But okay, this one's really weird. So this is a blooper. You want to take a guess?
No, I don't.
Well, you should just guess a city because you could get it right.
I don't know. Chicago.
Atlanta Braves.
Okay.
All right. Did you get the one before then? You're doing good. You're like 3-2.
Yeah.
You're still passing. Okay. Clark. So these ones are pretty hard. There's some ones that are hard. Clark, a young friendly cub.
Like The Cubs?
Yeah, okay. You got it. Yeah, no, I gave you the hint.
Yes,
right,
okay.
That's the hint. Thank you. Clark. Clark is a very cute looking bear.
Yeah.
Okay. Clark, what's the name of the field? In Chicago. It's got the, you know, ivy all over it. I'm just asking because it's just fun.
I know. I feel like, well, I don't know.
Wrigley.
Oh, my God.
Wrigley
so
Field.
Stupid.
Is there a Wrigley, like, is there a field like that at the, because I know there's like a Boston one with like the wall.
Right. Well, so actually the one we had Yankee, we turned over. It's not, we're trying to get away from the, like, having them labeled as stadiums.
Oh, okay.
But our newest one was Camden. And, yeah.
Cool. Okay.
We have a Wrigley bunkhouse.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I wonder if it has ivy all over it.
Nope.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Dinger.
Dinger.
Dinger, which is slang for what? In baseball. Like, what's a dinger?
Like a home run?
Yeah, correct. Okay, dinger.
You didn't realize when I came on this show that I knew nothing about baseball.
Oh, right? I completely knew that you knew nothing about baseball.
So that's, I'm like genuinely sweating. Because if anyone from my campus is listening to this, they are dying right now.
Well, I wonder if they would know this too. So he's dinger is an anthropomorphic, which they all are, purple triceratops. Okay, purple because that's part of the uniform color.
Right.
Right. They also play at a field named after a beer.
Okay.
Right.
What fields?
What beer is out in, I would say, Midwest?
Right, so the Rockies.
Yeah, correct.
Coors, yeah, right?
Coors. Yep, you got it. Got Look it. At you.
Okay.
Yep, okay, that is Dinger.
Dinger.
Okay, here we go. DJ Kitty. DJ Kitty. And there's no pictures. Black and white cat wears chains.
Oh, God.
His hat backwards.
Yeah.
And is the official mascot since 2012 of this southeastern coast team, which once again is named after an animal, particularly one that is in the water. Its mascot is not what you would think it would be.
Okay.
What's another
and we did
sea
the Marlins,
animal?
Right?
Well, we did the Marlins.
Yeah.
That was, what's his name?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Blooper? No, that wasn't Blooper.
Was it Blooper?
No, it was somebody else.
Billy
the Marlin.
Yeah.
This is, DJ Kitty.
DJ Kitty. Where is DJ Kitty?
DJ Kitty's on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Down.
I'm trying to even think of the teams down there. This is where I'm at.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
It's in the Florida.
Okay, in the Florida.
I think there's only two Florida teams, right?
Right. Marlins. Blue Jays? No.
That's Toronto.
That is Toronto. I keep, oh my God. Oh my God.
That's the furthest away you could possibly get.
Oh. What is the other Florida team?
I'm going to give you 3, 2.
Oh my God. I have no, yeah, I don't
1.
Know.
The Tampa Bay Rays, which you would think would be a ray, right? Like a devil ray. Sad. It's a sad day here in the studio. Okay. You're
like, can we be done with this game,
you're
please?
Shooting like 50%. No, Fred Bird. It's a bird.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so this stadium is also a beer stadium. What is up with all the beer?
I mean, it's got
baseball and beer go together.
Yeah.
So this is another beer stadium. Another, it's the Busch Stadium.
Right.
Right? Fred Bird.
Who plays in the Busch Stadium?
And it's a giant bird. Which is also the name of the, like, you know, which is also, you know, it goes along with the bird. There's a lot of bird baseball teams. But this one, Busch Stadium. His name is derived from Red Bird.
Cardinals?
Yes.
Okay, can we be done? One more. Please, can we be done with this? It is too early.
Oh, this is and super. Okay, wait. Three more.
I feel like I've embarrassed myself.
No, we're doing three more.
Oh, my God.
We have three more. Okay. I'm going to pick some fun ones.
Okay.
Okay, Mariner Moose. Come on, it's in the name.
The Mariners.
The Mariners. Okay, look at this moose. Let's two more. Wait, Mariner moose. Okay, I'm going to give you, let's see, I'll go through. This is cool. So this one you may be able to get, right? We'll see how your college education paid off in terms of critical thinking.
Oh, God.
Orbit. If you think of the names of all the teams,
yeah,
right? Orbit. And he's got a little space kind of thing going on with him.
You had said this.
Yeah, the Astros. Yes. Bang. Okay. We got one more. You ready?
The hardest part of this for me right now is remembering the names of the teams. Like, this is terrible. That's where I was going through, like, who plays baseball?
Who plays the bases ball?
Who plays
Not the me. Baseball? I never played baseball. I played 1 year for Walt's Tree Service. That was the whatever. And I think I, like, struck out every time. I was, like, not a baseball player. I just did it because everybody else was doing it. My son doesn't play either. So do I like baseball? I don't even know if I like baseball.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that I don't like baseball, but if I were allowed to say that, I would say I don't like baseball.
I like the idea of baseball, and I like eating.
Yes.
Right?
Right, exactly. And but of live sports, too, baseball's also not the most fun. I mean, there's other events.
Oh.
Right. So
correct.
Even that, you go and
It's more of a thing to hang out with friends.
Yeah.
And, like, right, exactly. Eat hot dogs and, like, drink bad beer.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people do at baseball games.
Overpriced bad beer.
Overpriced bad beer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so before we get to we're going to do one more, right?
Okay.
This one's called The Fanatic.
The Fanatic.
And this is what we were talking about. This is something you were thinking about before. It is probably the best baseball mascot. Yeah. And in fact.
Is that Phillies?
Yeah. In fact, the Phillies have two of the best mascots ever. Number one is the Philly Fanatic, right? Which looks like this.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And the other one is Gritty.
Gritty.
Which I'm going to pull a picture of Gritty up because Gritty is the mascot. Let's see. Gritty mascot. And I will pull a picture up so you can see it.
Oh, my God.
Gritty has googly eyes, and Gritty is the most... Gritty is the most amazing mascot ever, because Gritty just totally Fs with everybody, and it's super funny. For those of you who don't know anything about Gritty, Gritty is the Philadelphia Flyers mascot, and there are a million memes out or whatever, and I would say every 3 or 4 days, Jim Seymour and I, like, send each other video clips of Gritty.
Amazing.
It's been going on for a while because it's, like, I really wanted the Philadelphia Flyers to win the Stanley Cup because I don't know if you know anything about, do you pay attention to hockey at all?
Yeah, I have been this season at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you win the Stanley Cup, right, if you win, one cool thing you get to do is everybody on the team, I think it's up to 100 people, get to keep the cup at their house for one day.
Oh.
And there's a guy who his job is he walks around and he delivers the cup to the people.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, for 100 straight days.
Yeah.
Right? That's his job, right? He delivers the cup. And you get to do whatever you want with a cup for a whole day. So there's all kinds of crazy stuff, and, like, you could watch people, like, videos of whatever people are doing with the cup.
Oh, God. Okay.
Eating cereal with it, bringing it to whatever, golfing or whatever, you know, like, most of the stuff's silly. But I just wanted Philly to win to see what Gritty, because they would obviously give it to Gritty at one point, see what Gritty would do with the cup.
Yeah.
The Stanley Cup is pretty wild and super old. And they have, like, little rings around it where they kind of etch in the winner of the whatever. And there's just, like, millions of little rings.
Right, and it's the same cup, right?
It's the same cup. Yeah, it's been around for, like, 100-something, you know, whatever.
It's incredible.
It's like, the Stanley Cup. But
yeah, that's cool.
Lord Stanley's cup. But they still, like, people still mess around with it, you know what I mean? So it's, like, this thing of, like, pure, like, legend. But people still mess with it. It's this protected thing behind a case, which I think is the coolest thing about it.
Right.
You know, which is a good philosophy to live on. Okay, so with the baseball thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple questions here. Are they, do the baseball, does the camp use any of the new modern technology? Do you know, with like the balls and strikes, like the machines, like the robots, like keeping track of that stuff? Or is it all, do you know any of the answers to these questions?
I don't believe we do.
Okay.
For the games, I don't believe we do, but I could be wrong about that 100%. Okay. But I do want to mention really quickly, too, though, that we do have mascots as well. We have...
Oh boy. Yeah. Okay, wait a minute. Let's see what's going on. Are they fun?
They are fun. Okay. And so Cooper, our main mascot, actually looks like the Mets mascot. It's a big baseball head.
Mr. Met.
Yeah, Mr. Met. Looks like Mr. Met, right.
Did you know there was a Mrs. Met?
Yes, I did know. And we considered having a counterpart as well. Yep. I forget what we were going to name her, but we never followed through. And then we have Monster Mike, which is like our monster shakes. And if you ever see the green, he's like a green monster.
Okay.
Yeah, he's our other.
What's a monster shake?
Oh, my God. See, you need to come to campus.
I kind of get it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a monster energy drink.
No. It's a milkshake. It's a milkshake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that actually, the milkshake truck is right on like the top level in the main campus. So yeah, it's easy to get to if you ever want to just, I do know people locally who's just stopped by to get a milkshake because they're good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Milkshake. Does Shiloh still work there?
Yeah.
She does?
Yeah. I know. She's so great.
So Shiloh and I went to college together.
Oh, awesome. So you need to come visit her.
I need to visit Shiloh.
Yeah.
Shiloh and I used to party. We used to party at ADO. Yo, Shiloh, what's going down? And her sister, Evie. Boop, boop, boop. Listen to like bad Motley Crue. That's what we, like when I met Shiloh, she was a hair metal girl.
What?
Oh, it was awesome. Ask her. When you see her, be like, oh, Paquette said you were a hair metal girl.
I love that.
Oh, she was totally a hair metal girl. and her sister, Evie, who was a couple years older, dated one of my roommates.
Yeah.
My housemate. So she'd like her sister was always over the house. But we used to party at this frat called ADO all the time on Ford, which no longer exists, I don't think. The building's still there, but I think the frat is gone. But,
yeah.
Yeah, that's so crazy. I think her daughter works there too, right?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people work there. We go from, you know, our 15 to 20 around employees to 500.
Yeah, that's nuts. So when does that, like, when can people actually go there and start eating and drinking and things?
May 30th.
May 30th is opening day.
Yeah. So that's when our campus, when we open, and then we are straight through.
That's probably not a good day to go, though, right?
Probably not, right?
Okay.
Yes. Our opening days are the busiest on campus. That's the only time that all families and teams are on campus at the same time.
Okay. So if I was going to be like, oh, hey, I'm going to come as a townie.
Yeah.
Right? and want to check out stuff.
Yeah.
And have the least amount of crowd. So I'm talking about what day and what time is the best time to come where I could kind of get in there. And not that I wouldn't want to see all the things, but sometimes we're like, oh, hey, I want to go check the thing out without all the things.
So a cool night to come actually is the championship night. So we refer to things as like day one, day two, you know, because a lot of people
are gone by that time,
right? Yes, right.
Okay.
And it's cool. It's, you know, the championship day and, you know, it's a little less crowded. Sometimes the teams for the next week come and watch. But, yeah, you can sit and relax. And that's a great day. Or the fireworks night is good, too.
I mean, obviously,
it's a little more busy than typical. But
yeah, I've seen the fireworks. I sat on a hill.
Yeah,
you know, kind of watched the fireworks without going into the campus. You know what I mean? And you can kind of watch the game from afar up there, too.
Right.
Sometimes it's on that one field on the left. I don't know if it's the championship's game is always on that one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crazy. May 30th.
Yeah. So, and yeah, May 30th will be the craziest day. And then anytime after that, we go
to when?
Including our two All Ripken tournaments until Labor Day. Labor Day will be our last day.
Oh, until Labor Day.
Yeah.
I know every once in a while they're like a team short or something like that, and they'll get like an Oneonta team to come, which is pretty cool. Like, because the Oneonta's like, oh, man, we get to play on these awesome
things. Who did I just talk to yesterday? They said that their son will be playing. Oh, Paul Mertz from.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we love having the local teams on because then it brings also local people onto our campus, right? So that's fun too.
Everybody can hear me. I'm still yelling over here. I just put an album on. Let's see. So as I blab, we want to thank Allie Cavanaugh for coming onto the show today, and you should go visit her.
Not now, but yes, after May 30th.
Not now. You can go visit her now. Yeah, well, I won't give out your personal address.
Yeah, thank
everybody
you.
Will come over there.
Appreciate that.
You can visit me at my house, though. My address is 53 Miller Street. My door is always open. People can come on over and rock and roll. And I'm going to a pottery class in a little bit.
I'm really jealous about that.
Which I'm super excited about. And actually, Jasmine was on my show before. If anybody goes to, has been to the Art Fest on Main Street, the Kano City of the Hills Arts Fest, and you happen to walk by a potter that is selling these tumblers with little nipples on them, little brass nipples. That is my good friend Jasmine. She was on here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She makes little small ones too, called the itty bitty titties, which are awesome.
That's amazing.
And they're super great. But she's just an amazing. She worked for Beekman Brothers and just an amazing person and a great potter and just an. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being. But she's offering a class at the Smithy. So I'm going up there.
Awesome.
It starts at 10, and I'm going to start learning how to throw some clay.
It's so fun. You're going to have so much fun.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm really jealous about this. I might have to ditch work and just
That's correct. Yeah, exactly. Screw work.
Yeah. So, I don't even know baseball, so I don't even know.
Yeah, what are you even doing here? Like, that's a baseball. Dinger. This is dinger. Yeah, you made me stop. It's amazing. We got through most of the good ones, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave everybody with some Motown, Philly.
That's amazing.
And I'll see everybody tomorrow morning for the last show of the season. I hope it stops raining. Was it raining this morning?
No.
It wasn't?
No, okay. And this weekend's supposed to be beautiful, I think, so.
Great. If Emily's around tomorrow night, I'm playing at the B-side. I forgot about that. I'm not allowed to tell everybody to do anything, but I'm down there with Woodshed Prophets tomorrow night, who, if you haven't seen Woodshed Prophets, they're my favorite local band.
Yeah.
They're awesome. We're rocking and rolling. It's going to be kind of crazy because it's graduation weekend around here. But anyways, Motown Philly back again.
Thanks,
with the Philly Fanatic rock and roll. Thanks, Allie Cavanaugh.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Wony. Homeward Dragon Radio, keeping it locked. Everybody's awesome. See you tomorrow morning.
One day back in Philly, four guys wanted to sing. They came up to me, I said, well, what's your name?
Oh, it's the man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? And then I said, all right, fellas, well, let me see what you can do. And then a smile went made whiny and said, yo, Mike, check this out. See if this one moves you.
No time, man. Yeah.
Nick Mike Sean Juan, you know the new challenge. Keep flipping the gift.
And we can get down. We are ready to roll some love.